Now, notice that these men are taking a stand under the Mosaic law, which they were under, which means they're taking a stand for God. Verse 9. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Now, you see, Daniel is already a favorite, and that's no accident. God was working in his behalf even as he'd worked in the life of Joseph down in the land of Egypt. Verse 10. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children, which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me in danger my head to the king. You see, the prince of eunuchs, he didn't want to force the diet on them, but you see, he's on a hot seat. He's caught between a rock and a hard place. What's he going to do? Because he likes Daniel. Now listen to Daniel, verse 11. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Now, let me give that to you as we have it here in the New Scofield Bible. Test thy servants. This is verse 12 of chapter 1. I beseech thee 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. And believe me, I want to say to you, I recommend this New Scofield Bible. I just wish the things were in the same slot they were in my old Scofield. It's a little difficult for me to find my way around here. But I don't like several of the translation. Vegetables. I don't think that is exactly it. Actually, it was a grain that they were to eat. And actually, the grain was the same thing that we have today in rolled oats, or we have it today in post-toasties, grape nuts. Well, to tell the truth, what Daniel is really saying, he says, let us have our Wheaties, and in a few days we'll show you that we're all right, that we are in just as good physical condition as the others are. I think that's much better translation. He's not asking to be made a vegetarian. He wants his Wheaties, friends. And I think that's a much better translation. But that's mine. You don't have to accept it, of course. Well, may I say that as we come down here now, verse 13, then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the youths that eat of the portion of the king's food, and as thou seest, deal with thy servant. In other words, test us out and put us on this diet a few days and see if we are not just about as good physical condition as the other fellows are. Well, the very interesting thing is that God brought favor to Daniel from this Melzar, the chief of the eunuchs, had charge of him. And so the test is going to be made. Now, he purposed in his heart, we're told. And I'd like to say this, because today there are so many that have made Bible separation and Bible living a matter of a few little rules that have to do with eating and have to do with conduct. And there's always a tendency to draw a line down on certain questionable things and be dogmatic about things actually that are debatable. I have a letter in my little book, 1 Hour in Romans, a woman that was saved in my Thursday night Bible study in downtown Los Angeles. She's in Who's Who, a rather remarkable woman who'd been in several cults. And then she got with a little group after she was saved that told her that she couldn't do this and she couldn't do that. And her letter to me, as she had been in the East and returned to California, she told me how miserable she was. She says, I've done all these things, and yet I'm miserable. May I say to you that actually there was certain things in the past that set up a little system of not doing certain things, doing things that was good at first. For instance, the monasteries that began in the Roman Empire, it was actually a protest against the licentiousness of the Roman Empire. But before long, it was worse on the inside of the monastery than on the outside. And Christ, you remember, said to the Pharisees, "You make the outside of the cup clean, but inside it's dirty." It's just like, as he said, whitewashing a tomb. And today it's not by works of righteousness which we've done, it's according to his mercy. In other words, we must first receive new life from God. We must be born from above. And now if you're going to argue about Daniel's diet, I want to say to you that it all began in the heart of Daniel. Daniel purposed in his heart. He's not a paper mache. He has a heart. And it's in his heart. And Daniel, I think his experience actually should be ours. We are today captives in this world in which we live. You can't get away from this earth. Gravitation holds all of us by the seat of our pants. We just can't jump off. And we're in the world, the Lord Jesus said, but you're not of the world. And we're told you cannot serve God and mammon. And that's not by rules. The fact of the matter is that you got a purpose in your heart. You've got to have a heart. The Lord Jesus said it's out of the heart proceed issues of life. It's not what goes into you. Those are not the important things. But this man Daniel now is purposed in his heart. And he's going to follow God's law as given to God's people Israel. And this to him was his testimony. Now we are told here that the chief of the eunuchs, the prince of the eunuchs, he was rather reluctant because he was brought up on the Babylonian culture that this diet was the thing that produced geniuses and giants. Well, he soon found out that wasn't altogether true, but he liked Daniel, and they had 10 days in which they tested it out. And we're told that Daniel was given pulse. Well, that's not a good translation, and actually, it was a grain, a cereal. And as we said, Daniel wanted to eat his Wheaties. And therefore, he's given that, and the test was made.